Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hi, my name is Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you. Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
yes, that was the fantastic Los Jaivas. I played this track before, and I think that you enjoyed it. I hope that you did, because I'm going to play it again. Because this is what it is all about, man. It's all about music. It's all about melodies, harmonies, and peace and love in the world. Let's hope that this war in Middle East doesn't escalate, doesn't get to the rest of the world, because the rest of the world will suffer. It won't happen with just the fighters. It will be with the people that are in the middle, in between those two enemies that are fighting each other. And I hope that the Zionists get the message that one day all the brothers and sisters, all the world, will turn against them for what they're doing to the Palestinian people. I want to leave you with this track to remind you of all the people who actually got killed, executed, they're in prison in Palestine. Free Palestine. Pray for Palestine. Help Palestine. Support Palestine.
Oh, no, 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 no. Yo no quiero ir a la guerra. Oh, no, 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 no. Porque la guerra nos da pena. Oh, no, 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 no. Yo no quiero ir. Come on, come on. Estado de conciencia mental. Envían a mil hombres a combatir y los liquidan con un botón, sin siquiera saber cuál es la razón. Vamos a buscar la comunión. Corren por la historia de Babilón. Pueblos hermanos que luchan entre sí, matándose en nombre de su Dios. Olvidan y olvidan la divina unión, despidiendo la segregación. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, 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 no. Yo no quiero ir a la guerra.
That was Cumbia with Celso Piña. Yes, my friends, what is going on right now in the Middle East? It was a warning to Israel and the Zionist regime that brothers around the area are ready to jump in and do something to stop this genocide. Unfortunately, they're taking too long to decide to do that because most of the population of Palestine already been killed, tortured, sent into exile, in prison. They've lost a lot of the children and citizens of Palestine have lost their lives. And well, yesterday or the day before yesterday, or the day before, even before yesterday, when this thing happened, is because the Zionists had the guts to actually go and bomb the Iranian embassy, and that's not good. That is tempting, because they rely too much on Europe to protect them, because Europe, after the fought against the Nazis, now they are in favor of the Zionists. Unfortunately for that, I feel really sorry and really sad about the veterans who fought against the Nazis, against fascism, who lost their lives, who they've been disabled, they've been mentally disturbed, mentally affected, by the whole situation, to defeat fascism and the Nazis. And now that the European community are not doing anything to defeat Zionism, it's unbelievable. It's shame. It's shame on the people who claim that freedom, democracy, great countries, and protection of children, protection of human beings, human rights, blah, 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 Geneva Convention, Red Cross International. What else have you got here? The UN. You got, like, what is going on? This is a very, very same question that people are asking themselves. People in other worlds, in other parts of the world, they are asking themselves, and why is Europe, which is so powerful and so controlling over the world, doing about this, allowing this genocide, this killing of the Palestinian people, and the extermination of the nation? That is what the whole purpose of the Zionists is, to exterminate the whole population of Palestine, bringing people from New York, from the United States, to live in the properties that have been taken off the hands of the Palestinians. That is not the right thing to do. I don't think in the Bible or the Quran or in their books says anything to do with take the property out of these people and own it and kill them and destroy them. No, 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 no. Every religion teaches you the good things about life. That is what it is. Religion was created with that in mind, to keep people together, to live in harmony, not to destroy one another, And I'm afraid, that's the Zionists, they don't believe in these books, in these religious books, because they do things by their own book, which is Zionism, malice, brutality, bullying, extermination, genocide, and that's what it is. It's really, 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 I have to say it, because it's about time that somebody opened mouth and said something about it, I mean, Rishi Sunak, what's he doing? What is he doing, right? He's making these people suffer. It's making these people, defenseless. Starting with the country, starting with the UK. The UK, and then, well, if he's treating the UK the way he is, you think he wonders, I wonder if he gives any damn about what's going on in Palestine. No, more weapons, more money, more this, more that, And now they give money to Zelensky as well for Ukraine. Oh, my God, Ukraine, we have to help Ukraine. And it's a war that one man can stop it by just don't being so stubborn and hard-headed and being manipulated, you know, by the rest of Europe, you know. Zelensky, who said, listen, guys, right, my people are dying, they're being killed, my country's being destroyed on behalf of what? On behalf of you guys who are telling me to keep on going. You're going to keep on giving me weapons and money and everything, you know. The guy now is traveling around the world, you know, asking, begging for money, for more help, while his wife is back home or in Europe shopping and doing all this and stuff, right? And nothing has changed. The whole thing carries on. And now they refuse to give more help to Palestine. They refuse to condemn, you know, the Zionists, you know, for stopping the medicine and the food and all the basics, you know, to the Palestinian people. The world's shambles, man. So, you know, when this thing started with Iran attacking Israel, you know, I thought to myself, oh, my God, here we go. Third World War, you know, and this is going to happen, right? Apparently now the Iranians are taking it easy. It was like a warning to the Zionists. You know, I'm not saying to the Israelis, because they said high percentage of Israelis, you know, who actually don't agree with what the Zionists are doing, you know. And when people say, oh, yeah, the brutality, the extermination, genocide, you know, whoever is with the Zionists, they go, oh, yeah, you're anti-Semitist. No, come on, brothers and sisters. I mean, this is the same story that's been repeated again and again and again and again and again and again. It's nothing to do with Semitism. It's to do with Zionism, which is even the Semite people, the original Jewish people who are against the Zionists. You know, they keep saying, look at their demonstrations in London. Look at their demonstrations around the world. They themselves, Jewish people, Jewish members of the Jewish community, are taking part in a pro free Palestine demonstrations and protesting against the Zionist regime doing what they're doing in Palestine. So, brothers and sisters, you know, this is what is going on, you know, let's hope that it doesn't escalate any further than all the other countries will be getting involved. But I tell you this, you know, I tell you this thing, you know, when I thought many years ago when we all found out, you know, what the Zionists were doing, and then when from the last year, October onwards, when the massive killing of people and the massive exodus of people of Palestine pushed into leaving the country started to happen. People were burning their olive trees. They were arresting children. They were burning some of their properties, taking over some of the properties that have been there generation after generation of Palestinian citizens. You know, I was saying, you know, one day the tears will be in their eyes. One day the whole thing is gonna turn over. Like we say in Spanish, you know, la tortilla se va a dar vuelta. The omelette is going to be turned upside down because it's going to cook both sides, okay? So one day this is going to happen. And I thought it was going to happen already, you know, with the Iranian attacks on Israel, you know. And that's a warning. And don't mess with the rest of with Iran, with North Korea, with China, with Russia. You don't mess with them, because they mean serious business. I don't agree with war. I don't agree with killing. I don't agree with destroying and ruining and exploiting. And, you know, I don't agree with genocide. Nobody should do anyway, but some people do. Some people that have been possessed, you know, by satanic thoughts. Because that's what it all comes down to. Satanic thoughts. They only think about themselves and themselves only. But one day, Zionism, if you let them spread, they're going to be knocking on your door pretty soon, Europe. So wake up. It's still time for that.
Esa mujer que comprendió mi mis sueños y aventuras. Esa mujer que me dio toda su ternura y el amor que tanto necesité cuando solo me sentí. Esa mujer eres tú, eres tú, eres tú. Esa mujer que sin saber si la quería, si mis besos eran sueños o fantasía, me dio la vida y el amor cada vez que me veía. Esa mujer eres tú, eres tú, eres tú. En esa mujer tu nombre y tu cara, tan solo la mujer que entendió los caprichos de mi vivir. Esa mujer, esa mujer no puede ser otra. Esa mujer que sin saber si la quería, si mis besos eran sueños o fantasía, me dio la vida y el amor cada vez que me veía. Esa mujer eres tú, eres tú, eres tú. En esa mujer tu nombre y tu cara, tan solo la mujer que entendió los caprichos de mi vivir. Esa mujer no puede ser otra.
cuando suena la campana, suenan, canta mi voz, que suena para él, como canta la noche.
Okay, my beautiful people, I hope that you've enjoyed the show so far. And I'm sorry about my, you know, my friends who actually can actually only get it on radio and FM. Yeah, some technology let us down this time. And so not everyone could access the program, you know. So I'm really sorry about the situation that arose. But hopefully for next week, everything is going to be cool. Everything is going to be back to normal again. And I will be able to enjoy the sounds and rhythms of Latino times music. Yes, I was saying before. You see, time for me. I don't feel like even though this Wednesday is my birthday, but I don't have the feeling of celebration or anything because of what is going on with Palestine. That I feel that in my heart, in my soul, you know. And I cannot deny that actually I'm sad about it. So I'm just going to, I don't know, if I didn't organize anything myself. So if anybody invites me to go anywhere, my children, for example, my close friends, I will do so just because it's my birthday, right? But deeply inside me, I don't feel that excited, you know, about this situation anymore. So anyway, love one another and free Palestine and support Palestine at all costs, my friends. Thank you very much, and I hope to see you next week. Free Palestine.
Face. Better get yourself together, darling.